Wednesday, July 29th, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sheila Baradas. Making headlines. The latest unemployment figures released by Statistics South Africa illustrate that the African National Congress's labour policy is misguided, says the Democratic Alliance. According to Stats SA's quarterly labour force survey, some 267,000 South Africans lost their jobs between the first and second quarter of 2009. South Africa's unemployment rate now stands at 23.6% of the labour force in the second quarter of 2009, up slightly from 23.5% in the first quarter. The slight change in the unemployment number, however, masks a sharper deterioration in the labour market, with the number of discouraged work seekers increasing by 302,000 in the second quarter. The DA spokesperson Andrew Lowe states that these figures signal that the ANC's stance on labour policy is ultimately destructive to employment creation. He says that the ANC needs to accept that political rhetoric cannot solve the real issues facing the labour market in South Africa. The International Monetary Fund estimates that the reserve needs of emerging countries outside China and rich oil exporters could reach between $400 billion and $900 billion over the next 5 years, as countries recover from the global financial crisis. The IMF warns that there is a potential for greater future demand for reserves, as current estimates assume that there will be no further hemorrhaging of reserves beyond 2009. These estimates were included in an IMF report proposing the allocation of $250 billion in IMF special drawing rights. This international reserve asset was created to boost global liquidity. The IMF says that net private capital inflows to developing countries are projected to contract by $100 billion in 2009. Risks to capital flows are likely to remain until financial stability is restored. A new government initiative to fight HIV/AIDS in South Africa was unveiled by Science and Technology Minister Naledi Pandor yesterday. Speaking at the launch of the South African HIV/AIDS Research and Innovation Platform, or SHARP, in Johannesburg, Pandor explained that the initiative aims to combat HIV/AIDS through scientific and technological research, as well as the development of new drugs, diagnostic tests, and vaccines. Pandor's department has pledged $45 million to SHARP over 3 years. HIV/AIDS prevalence in South Africa has stabilised at a level of 11%, said Pandor. However, statistics are still too high and the country needs to step up efforts in fighting HIV/AIDS. Also making headlines, Inkatha Freedom Party leader Mangosuthu Buthelezi says that the state is responsible for the current civil discord in South Africa. The Judicial Service Commission defends its right to a closed inquiry on Cape Judge President John Tlope's controversial case. The Bureau for Economic Research predicts that South Africa's economy will contract by 2% this year, followed by muted growth in 2010. And a United Nations envoy to Somalia fears that some Somali exiles in Dubai may be aiding piracy and lawlessness in the Horn of Africa nation. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.